Traveling her down, dictating a clank note on Willison Vila. I guess this is right. V-I-L-L-I-S-O-N. Last name, L-D-I. You know, A sounds like they may be reversed. Birthday, 1859, dictation 10-23-25, patient presents with flu type symptoms with sore throat and congestion. Sore throat rated 3+. The past 2 days. States with decongestion with frontal headache. Sore in his neck. Headache reportedly has gone from a 9 to a 6. Here for checkup. Say she has a history of neck pains. This headache not any worse than her normal headache. Describes a little back history of low back pain, questionable epidural before, questionable history of cluster headaches on my right temple, within questionable epidural before, neurologist with neurological evaluation. Has history of lung problems and questionable heart problems this past summer, seeing a cardiologist, pulmonologist with unclear findings, without follow-up, apparently. Family history states that she has a sister and a another family member with similar viral type infection with questionable neck problems. Physical exam, mild to moderate stress, has usual throat within normal limits, neck, several without masses, lungs with neck with painful extension, 2+, with questionable slight rigidity, lung shear loss, chest percussion, heart rhythm without murmurs and gallop, abdomen soft, head again, negative tendon, skin extremities, neurological, all within normal limits. Patient had strep, flu, and COVID testing, which were negative, was given Toradol 60 milligrams IM. The pain from 9 to 3, decrease in intensity of pain reported. Question before, I said headache. Well, that's all right, leave it like it is. Impression. Flu-like symptoms, history of low back pain, pharyngitis, neck pain with questionable stiffness, advised of the possibility of meningitis and need to go to the emergency room for full evaluation. Patient offended and doesn't want to do that. Advised to follow up with neurologist. Say she was thinking about going to the ER, but is advised to take megadoses of vitamin C, ibuprofen, and Tylenol together for pain. The follow-up is above. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.